Well, it's officially summer, and it's also officially shark season for us here on the Cape and Islands. The Atlantic White Shark Conservancy is a Chatham-based nonprofit that supports research into these unique summer visitors. And the group held a press conference yesterday to announce a number of new initiatives and programs that will be launching this summer and in the future. WCAI's Sam Houghton was there, and he's here now to fill us in. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Kate.
Sam, the Conservancy is collaborating with the state's Division of Marine Fisheries to conduct research that they say will ultimately help protect the public from shark attacks. Talk about what they announced yesterday to help do that.
Yeah, so for one, this summer they're deploying these large balloons. They're kind of like blimps over some local beaches. The balloons will be strapped with video cameras. They will record hours of shark footage. The advantage with these, right now they're relying on spotter planes, which if you think about it, can only provide kind of limited footage. What's neat is that this will not only provide researchers with more and better data, you know, they can zoom in on sharks, for example, and spend hours documenting, but the blimp cameras could potentially alert town officials and even lifeguards when they do see a shark, who could then pull swimmers out of the water. They aren't sure which beaches yet, but that's coming up soon. And it's important to know this is just a pilot program at this point. Another experiment is a new form of pinging devices. Right now, the State Division of Marine Fisheries has tagged hundreds of sharks. They've also deployed these devices that pick up a ping each time one of the tagged sharks pass by. But the problem is researchers have to physically retrieve that device to collect the data, and sometimes they get lost in a storm. But this new technology will be able to notify researchers when a tagged shark passes by kind of in real time, and again, potentially alerting lifeguards.
Wow, those are so two new interesting programs going into effect. You know, we know that sharks are here, you know, I would say from spring through December, right? And we see higher populations of sharks in August and September. Do researchers have the ability now, having done this research over a period of years, to pin down more specifics in terms of where the sharks really are congregating, like around different beaches?
Well, one of the new initiatives announced yesterday is what the Conservancy is calling a white shark forecast model. Pretty neat. They received a grant from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute and are basically compiling 10 years of shark tagging data, satellite imaging, water clarity levels, water temperature, to forecast where sharks might go at a given time. They'll use that data to help town officials notify the public where it might not be safe to swim. It probably won't be down to the hour or like a specific shark, but a more specific, like more general sense of where sharks could be hunting in a given period, kind of like a weather forecast. Researchers describe this as a potential big step in minimizing shark and human interaction, but it's a complex project, and they're compiling the data this summer with the hope of presenting a model by next summer.
You know, I think when we first started seeing sharks in larger numbers, we thought they were kind of maybe just congregating on the outer Cape. But I think we've started to hear some stories that they're in the bay. Do researchers have any insight into where sharks are moving or if there are more of them than before?
That's one thing that they're really hoping to study this summer. You know, they've heard these anecdotal reports, mostly from charter fishermen, actually, that white sharks are present in Cape Cod Bay. The Conservancy says they tend to be smaller sharks, which is kind of interesting, and further off the coast than the outer Cape. But that's really something they want to know more about.
And if you want to get up close and personal safely with a shark, the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy says they're going to be offering some private shark tours this summer and boats, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they're calling them excursions. It's pretty wild. For $2,500, they're leading boat tours to find white sharks. A spotter plane will help them basically locate sharks for their guests to see. So pretty amazing. Speaking of getting up close and personal, I just want to say we reported this before, but there's a new life-size model of the largest shark tag in the Northeast that's inside the Conservancy Museum now. It's actually an exact replica of a shark named Curly. I got to see it yesterday. It's 18 feet long, which is impressive, but I thought what was more kind of shocking was the girth. I mean, the thing was very big. and I thought, it, you know, that image, you know, it underscores, I thought, what the Conservancy's message was yesterday, that these are really amazing creatures, but they have the potential to do a lot of harm.
Yeah, if there was any doubt, go take a look at this life-size model. And that is Sam Houghton, Morning Edition producer and reporter for WCAI. Sam, thanks.